Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F. N. Word, along with Miss Brown Sugar. We would love to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You're afraid to give us a call? You can always email your questions, comments, concerns to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, as well as you can hit us up on social media if you're so inclined. You're one of, as the kids call it, them old people on Facebook. You can join our Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Once again, you can request to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, and myself or Mr. J will add you. I want to say special shout out to Mr. J, who is recovering from
a health issue.
We give a shout out. His mustache is no longer shiny. He puckers his lip out now. So special shout out to Mr. Jerry. We're with you. Want you to get better, and maybe one day, when you're tired of trolling on the internet, you can give us a call and not be sniping on the low. Slipping in my DMs, talking crazy. I'm playing. I kid Mr. J. And his fat lower lip. get better, man. anywhere you find Smooth Drama on social media, add us. We'll add you back. And we can talk about whatever, because it's like that, and that's the way it is. Yeah. Are you ready to cry? Oh, you said hoo?
Am I ready for what? Yeah, the hoo. Yeah.
Right.
You gotta have that hoo part.
Yeah, I wonder, like, you know it's like that.
It's like, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, it's like, who thought that was it? But I guess it was it.
Because just imagine that you wouldn't have felt it if he hadn't have did that.
Okay, well, I mean, it's almost like he's throwing up when he's on the mic, like.
No, right. I'm bringing it. It's like that.
Right.
That's the way it is. You know.
All right.
You
well,
don't feel it. You don't feel the music. You don't feel the passion. You kind of feel all that.
All right. Well, I mean, do you feel the passion? Do you feel that passion now that Kamala Harris is gone out the race?
I was never passionate about her, so I don't. It's sad, you know.
Is it?
I think. I think the thing about this, though, I mean, because you know how I feel about the Obama era. I think hers would have been the same, but we would have had the first black woman in office. So that was, you know, I was like, okay, I'm feeling that part. Could it be a better black woman? Probably, but she was the one running, so.
All right, but what I'm saying is we start talking about, oh, she'd be the first black woman. But if it's the black woman that we don't want in office, is that really a good thing? We putting popo.
Well, I mean, I'm learning that it's not about who we vote for to be in office, because I wouldn't have voted for her. I wasn't going to vote for her just because she was black and just because she was a woman. I just thought that, you know, I think a lot of times we need inspiration, and she's inspiring as far as that.
I don't know. See, I mean, I wouldn't want my daughter to grow up and be like her.
Well, no, you don't. You know, when someone is inspiring, they don't. You don't have to duplicate what they did. You just try your best to reach your goals and attain your dreams.
Right.
So I'm
not
saying that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a bad role model. You know what I mean? There's far worse, I believe. But I believe in the basic premise of a black woman achieving what she did, then yes.
Right. Yes. You
and
put
that's
a lot
it.
Of-
that's it.
Yeah. All right. So we just going to ignore
it.
What she did and just we're going to focus
and,
on the
but
fact
you know
that
what?
She's very successful in black.
And I said on a basic level.
On a basic level. All right, that's what we call it.
Because I feel like to a certain degree, that's what we have right now. We don't have too many deep, in-depth, passionate. We don't have that right now.
We do. They just not running for president.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. We don't have anybody that we can see. We can't see them. I know they're there, but we don't see them.
Okay. Well, it's probably a smart
You know what
idea.
I mean? You have to be aware to know that they're there. If you're not aware, you know, we're not going to be aware. So then they need to come out and show themselves. You know, you
okay.
understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
well,
for the person who doesn't, you know, necessarily watch CNN or, you know, they don't research things and they don't read, you know, a lot of us need somebody to pop out on our TV and hit us in the head with the hammer. We need the 4D. So, you know, and if that's not there, then the people are invisible.
All right. With the hammer.
And that's all. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm just saying some of us need it. I'm not saying you need it, but if you can't smell it, taste it, feel it, then it's not real.
We smell
You're,
it.
Everybody needs all their senses hit now. Huh? All of them. All five senses need to be hit at the same time in order for somebody to make an impact.
Okay, well, I have an impact for you. So, I hate this time of year.
I know you do.
You know, and people who listen to me for a while know that I hate this time of year. It's the most horrible time of the year, contrary to the song.
So are you a Grinch?
Yeah.
Are you a Grinch? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, actually, the Grinch hated people, not the season.
Yeah.
He didn't like the Who's.
Yeah.
He didn't like Whoville, but, you know. Okay. You hate the season, though. You love people, but hate the season. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're a season Grinch.
Right. Exhibit A, I mean, one, we have an inordinate amount of videos showing people stealing packages off of people's porches. And just earlier today, four people, including the UPS driver, were killed today after the robber stole the driver's truck and led police on a high-end chase that ended in gunfire during rush hour. In my favorite state of Florida. Shout out to Najee down there in Florida doing his thing. Why you moved there, I don't know. But, both the robbers were shot and killed, and the fourth victim was in a nearby vehicle when the shots got in there and killed them too.
So two innocent bystanders, the UPS driver and just a bystander. And
yep.
then the two.
Yep, two dudes. Rob, they stole the UPS truck because no other time of the year are you thinking about stealing the UPS truck, but you're thinking, man, they got some serious gifts and stuff on the UPS truck. Let's rob them.
Yeah, they do.
That's what I'm talking about. This time of year is when stupid shit is at a premium. It's at a premium. And that's why this happens.
True. So would you like them to get rid of Christmas?
Yes. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
But if we didn't have it, I'm almost guaranteed that that wouldn't happen. I'm almost guaranteed it, like 198,000% sure that this don't happen, except for this time of year, because folks is thinking about Christmas. Not that they want to get stuff for their loved ones. They just want to rob this that time.
True, and then people, I mean, you talk about that. So aside from robbing, though, people do go in debt during this time of year. People get depressed and commit suicide. The suicide rate is higher during this time of year. So, I mean, I kind of agree with you, and I think it is. It kind of has lost the whole, not totally, but the whole, like, spirit of it.
Was there ever spirit?
You know, yes, because people are moving away from religion.
I don't think Christmas had anything to do with religion.
I mean, why wouldn't it if people are celebrating the day Jesus was born? That's the religion part,
that,
right?
Is that what we're doing?
That's what Christmas is about. No?
Okay.
I mean, that's what I always thought. If I'm wrong, please correct me.
Okay. I won't argue that. We're gonna leave why we do Christmas.
Okay.
Because it's about Jesus alone. We do have to have a clarification. So it came out by Billy D. Williams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he clarified the gender fluidity comments.
Oh, okay.
In his interview with The Undefeated, he said he was misunderstood in his previous comments about gender fluidity. He starts off by saying, "What the hell is gender fluid? I was talking about men getting in touch with the female side of themselves. I wasn't talking about sex. I wasn't talking about being gay or straight." So. Yeah, he just said, yeah, I have a soft side and I have a masculine side.
Which we all do.
Yeah, and so he took it, they took it and said he meant gender fluid. So we always have to be cognizant that if we don't get the whole transcript, these folks are going to put stuff out there and make you look one way when you're saying something totally different.
Yeah, because I was devastated.
Yeah. But he came out, devastated. He's like, look, man, I don't even know what gender fluid is. That is not in his vocabulary, apparently.
Yeah, because I'm like, he waited till he was 80-something years old to talk about gender fluidity. And because even in the thing, they said he uses pronouns like he, she, her, him. And I'm like, wait, I'm confused. If he refers to himself as that.
Yeah, as a he.
Because
he said he was not talking about sexuality at all. Yeah, so all the old black women in the nursing homes and...
And young, because I'm not nursing home.
Okay, but in the, you know, all the women that was like Billy Dee Williams can get it.
Yeah.
Just breathe that sigh of relief.
Yes, I am no longer holding my breath.
He's not broken. He has not been broken.
Thank you.
No problem. And on that note, as we celebrate one black man not being broken, I guess we just go on break. This is Sky Zoo. Sound like.
At the core, there's a warmth, there's a bit of facetiousness, there's a bit of irony. Those are the things that life consists of. That's always been in my life, and always will be, because it's good in me.
Sound like we back to the part where you get reminded. Protecting everything that you thought of make you rewind it. Like everything you knew that you could, you still behind it. So everything you get is in part, just like a sign. That part of it sound more like sitting under the floor. Might be enough to sit you above what all of your flaws like. And all of your flaws are singing in uniform like. And then you take note with these harmonies to harm like. It sound like smoke out of the scoop, out of crayon. And then the smoke clears and everybody you play gone. And may y'all continue to pray on who you root on, like stay on. They make a seance out of a nuance and say y'all get in the way y'all what I've been doing. My catalog is like Avon, he's rubber boots on. Do y'all, it's repeating, we about to part for it. You either part for it or part good. This what it sound like when you get a sound light and everything above it wind up underground like. If everything above it is the reason it sound right, then it was cut from it, but it's cut out of round like. Better that it sound like raising a 4-5 and making the floor rise, all while explaining the part side, all while changing in a car ride and aiming at all sides, all while playing the far side and pray if the car dies. If she was low enough to get lost by whoever had a set on your north side, closer than a rear view, lower than a pair to where they grow weight and throw weight like a man to. And at the roots of it all, there'd be more to adhere to. Say to do what you do with your arms if you can bear to. It sound like a fist in the air meets a brick in the air, meets the jets, meets the vision impaired, or it sound like visions impaired. And depending on how you pronounce both, it's what a get you paid. It sound like rug money that turned into plug money that turned into overturning the plug money. And this what it sound like when you get a sound like. And everything above it wind up underground like. If everything above it is the reason it sound right, then it was cut from it, but it's cut out of brown like. Embedded that it sound like a run that ain't nobody ever ran on. Ship it high with it, no dance on. You get your stand on whoever they got you beside. I see your G drop out when it be time to align. Line up like 12 when they be trying to collide. They add you on by trying to divide. Never time, no me. No, I put the sublime in the subliminal. A fan base won't bid something, mine did a few. And when your face spitting that shit and you seem surprised, I'm Eric Benton with Kyle. I'm feeding them from behind. Word to Kenny. All this work, you working with me. Do it even work out of verse or work a semi. Blocked out like Hakeem, 30-20. Through the pump thing and they thinking I work for semi. A lot of lines, I leave you the time to go and break those. Meanwhile, I'm ducking from playing clothes. Cause this what it sound like when you get a sound light. And everything above it wind up underground like. If everything above it is the reason it sound right, then it was cut from it, but it cut out of brown light. Now bet what it sound like.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Sky Zoo. Sound like. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, we just gonna dive in. I'm not even gonna go through all that extra. It's just hater of the week. This one was real easy.
Hate. I hate you.
Come on, Brown Sugar. Do I have to say who's the hater of the week? You can get. So tough.
Would it be Kanye?
No.
Would it be Stephen A. Smith?
No. Mm-mm. Not Kanye, not Stephen A. Smith, nope. Mm-mm. This one is a real easy. I thought this one was easy. I thought you'd have got
really?
This one first try. Yep.
I'm not sure.
Starts with a Zim.
Who is your hater?
With a man. That dude.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, that.
Yeah, I kind of. It's funny. I thought about him when you were talking about Florida and totally forgot that quit.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Suing. You killed their baby. And suing for $100 million. I mean, the fact that you even still talking about it is a travesty. And
I'm just waiting for street justice.
Yeah.
I'm praying. So, I hate to pray for negativity because losing a life is negative in any by any form and no matter who it is. But anybody that hears me, street justice. That's all I gotta say. Street justice.
Yep, he's suing for $100 million in civil damages, defamation, and conspiracy. So he's saying, according to the court papers, everyone involved in charging Martin's case is now responsible for damages to Zimmerman's Floridian reputation. Prosecutors, lawyers, and family members are all listed as defendants in his suit, namely Trayvon Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton, is listed as the lead defendant. I'm sorry. I mean, she's the lead defendant because she's upset that you killed her child. You know, this.
You don't have any words.
But the hard part about this is with the way justice goes, he's probably going to win.
You know what? Don't say that.
Please. You, look, the fact that
Mm-mm.
he stalked
I'm not
a
listening.
Minor. No, I'm saying he stalked a minor. And killed a minor, a defenseless minor at that. He said it's self-defense and he got off. He got off for killing a defenseless minor. And the fact that the court takes his case, I mean, you would say that a judge would say, nah, man, this is...
Yeah, we gonna let this go.
Right.
Yeah, we're just going to leave it alone. Everybody go to their respective corners and just live. Live your life.
But he's out here, and he names the mother like, you know what? he puts her at the top. She's the lead. She's the lead defendant.
Mm.
Now, that's not even... That's not even it. You know, there was a whatchamacallit. There was a documentary that was meant to be done. It was supposed to be viewed coming up here about the Trayvon Martin case.
Mm-hmm.
As told from the viewpoint of George Zimmerman.
And what happened with that?
Yeah, so it was Coral Gables Theater. It's a nonprofit cinema in Florida. They had a private screening. So they canceled the event after the lawsuit. Okay, they said that they were not aware of all of the details surrounding this private rental. And once they found out what it was about, they canceled it. Like, no, you're not going to show this film here. Because they know that if a nonprofit cinema shows the death of Trayvon Martin as told from George Zimmerman's perspective.
Oh, that thing is getting burned down.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, because we talk about Florida. You know, I always joke about Florida. But I'm just saying, there ain't no gangsters in Florida. It can't be.
But you know, they don't even need to be in Florida. This is a nationwide case. There's not a person that walks the face of this earth that does not know the story of Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. So, street justice can come from anywhere. They don't have to come from Florida.
You still on that street justice?
I'm gonna stay on street justice until we are justified.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I thought it was interesting that they had this. And so the documentary says we still have to go in on this. The documentary was titled "The Trayvon Hoax: Unmasking the Witness Fraud That Divided America." It was set to be screened, ironically, today. So accordingly, there were no tickets that were sold for the screening because it was a private event, and the event organizers were given a full refund. And so supposedly the director was upset that it was canceled. He was like, "I'm putting my racist film out there." Now think about this for a second. The name of the documentary, so-called documentary, was "The Trayvon Hoax: Unmasking the Witness Fraud."
It must not be true that he's dead. Then that's the hoax, that he's still alive.
Yeah, he's alive somewhere. He's just chilling.
The Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah.
Tupac and Biggie.
Exactly. Well, and Elvis too. Mm-hmm. Elvis still alive. They all hanging out on the same island.
Well, even if Elvis was alive at one point, he should be dead now.
He'd be an old,
you know,
fat
an old man. Yeah, exactly.
Man. Yeah. Man, I mean, the gall. The gall. To put that out there. The Trayvon Hoax.
Can I say it one more time?
Can you say it one more time?
Street justice.
Street justice. This is what we're asking for.
You know?
No justice, no peace, or something like that.
Well, I mean, he hasn't had any peace since this happened anyway, and most of his turmoil has been his doing. So he's been tormented in his own self, which is fine with me. So I think all of us are being at peace when we no longer know that he's here. So when he's quiet, everybody's good.
Okay.
But you're right. There's no gangsters. There's no gangsters. I'm just waiting.
Yeah. I mean, because it's, I can't say this politically correct. So if something was to happen to that guy, I can't say that I would be sad. I would be sad. I mean, I don't smoke, but that might be the day that I light up a cigar and just look at it. I would go and buy a Cuban cigar. Because if you're going to go all out. And I would just light it and just stare at it. I wouldn't smoke it. Still not going to do that stupid shit. But I would light it and just stare at it. Like, you know what? Take a picture of it. Put it up on my social media. I put it up for the gram.
Would you buy some liquor and pour some out?
No. Why would I pour liquor out?
No, that's, well, you know, that's, people do that, pour some out for the homie, you know.
Right.
I'm just asking because you don't drink either. So I'm just like, what extent would you go to?
But he not the homie.
Well, you know.
You supposed to pour the liquor out for the homie that you cared about.
No, in memory of Trayvon, that's what I'm saying. In memory of Trayvon.
Yeah, but you know, we all done rode for Trayvon. I mean, it's the worst. That's the worst. To have your child taken from you, and the person that took your child becomes a celebrity.
Yeah.
And is found not guilty. Yeah. And it wasn't happenstance.
And basically is untouchable because he's done several things that should have landed him in jail.
Yeah.
Just, you know, living a regular life. A regular person would have been in jail for several of the things he's done.
Yeah, he's living that life.
Yeah, and he's untouchable, basically.
Okay. Well, maybe somebody will touch you. Maybe somebody will touch you.
You know, especially in Florida, because I'm like, they put coolant in people's Gatorade, and you know, they put pills in people's drinks and poison people's food and feed people to alligators. And you mean to tell me they even skipped him over?
No, see,
Florida does all kinds of crazy stuff.
No, there's a vital point that you're missing here, Brown Sugar. Black folks don't kill white folks. At least not.
I know this.
Not for political reasons.
But what I'm saying is,
if they're like robbing you for something and they accidentally shoot you, it's like, oh well, but damn, I messed up. But the on purpose, I'm purposely going to stalk you for political reasons. No. Now me, if I accidentally bump into a brother or if I stepped on his new Jordans, that might be my ass. I might not make it. It don't take much.
Well, what I'm saying is, he can't be a good person for one.
But
so
we
I'm
know
just
he's
talking
not
about
a good
him.
Person.
Yes. So I'm just talking about him living his everyday life. I know he has treated someone else disrespectfully. I know he has just been a total lowlife to someone else.
Mm.
And there's like nobody that is just tired of him. It's like nobody that just is like, you know what, the world would be a better place.
Okay.
Not one person. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
People get thrown to the alligators in Florida. A girl just ran over a barber for giving her son a horrible hairline. His hairline was uneven. She ran her car through the barbershop in Florida.
Yep. Yeah.
So you mean to tell me a barber who can't cut hair can possibly die, but he can't?
Yeah, but see, you missed the first part of what I said. I said black folks won't kill the white dude.
And it don't have to be a black person. I'm talking about anybody that's just fed up. Just anybody.
Okay. Well,
it doesn't matter what the color is.
Okay. Well, I mean, he hasn't harmed any white people. So he hasn't threatened any white people. So he's not really an imminent threat. I mean, his crime is basically he killed black dude. They're like, well, it's kind of harmless to us. He ain't threatening white people, so he don't have to go. Now, if he was talking about threatening white people, yeah. That would be his ass. He'd been gone a long time ago. But anyway, so we're gonna just go away from this.
Okay, I'm ready.
We're gonna go into our dumbass of the week. Tim Ryan, he's a broadcaster for some radio station here in the Bay Area. He was talking about Lamar Jackson, who's a quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. And you know, normally I don't talk NFL football, but this one gets special mention because Ryan comes out and says on his show, when talking about how good Lamar Jackson is, he said, and I quote, "He's really good at that fake, Lamar Jackson. But when you consider his dark skin with a dark football, with a dark uniform, you could not see that thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point. And if you're a half step slow on him in terms of your vision, forget about it. He's out of the gate." Because dark skin with dark football with a dark uniform, you can't see.
It's like you blend in with, you just blend in.
That bright green field, just blend right on there.
Yep.
Blue sky in the background, can't see.
Can't see.
Tons of white people in front.
Mm-mm.
Can't see him.
He's like a chameleon.
That's it. He looks like oxygen. He looks exactly like oxygen when he's running that football.
You know, but you know what? That might be his superpower. Maybe he is invisible.
Okay.
I don't know.
Only his teammates can see him.
Yeah, apparently.
They've got those. They've got
the sportscaster couldn't see him.
He said you can't see the football because he's good at faking handoffs and running the ball himself. So he's like, because you can't see, even though those footballs are like brown, Lamar Jackson is what people joke about being blue black. And so, they say with the dark football, which is brown, footballs are not dark.
I was going to say, but if he's blue-black, then that ball should stand out.
Yeah. With the dark uniform, because the Baltimore Ravens, they wear their black uniform with the dark purple. So it's, I can't see that brown football. I just can't see it.
And now I'm going to have to look at a little clip of, like, can you really see it?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe the term we would be looking for would be racist. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Is that racist?
Isn't
I was
it?
Trying to, you know, because people were saying that it was racist. And I don't necessarily, if it was, I don't think that was his intent. I think he really, truly didn't know, like, what to say or how to describe the situation.
Okay. So, as a talk show host yourself.
I'm not saying he's not a racist because I don't know him. I've never listened to him. I didn't even know who he was until this. So,
I still don't know who he is. But see, what we're talking about is, so he's not an overt intentional racist. He's just a casual racist who has casual racist views.
And that's my thing. Where is the racism? Like, where is the racism in what he said? Because he said that his skin was dark.
Dark skin with the dark
football. He might have been insensitive, but even still, if he is dark skin, then he is dark skin.
Yep.
I don't think he knew how to describe. But I'm not saying, you know, because my thing is, like, what could he have said?
Anything.
And so
that.
I feel like this is when, this is a learning point. This is when we take time to learn. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like I need to know, like, what could he have said
anything.
That it wouldn't have come across as racist? So anything he could have said except talk about his skin color. So he should have talked about his speed or his ability to hide the ball.
No, just say dude is good with the face. That's it.
And leave it at that. Okay.
Yep. He's great at faking handoffs and running the ball.
So as far as going into detail, he didn't need to do that.
Right.
Okay.
He's very adept at it. I mean, you know, you can just talk about the dude's skill set. But instead,
okay.
the skin came into it. Why does the dark
okay.
skin have to come into it? No, dude is highly skilled. He's very adept at what he does. He's amazing.
You can just give it up, but they can't just give it up. I got to say skin color.
Okay, I'm. Thank you for clarifying, because I see, and see, that's something I don't know anything about the football player, so I don't know. That's why I'm like, I don't know what words he could have used to describe him either, because I don't even know what the guy looks like. I didn't know what team it was even until you just said it. So,
what's the skin color got to do with it? The point
no,
is,
no, it doesn't have anything to do with if
right.
he's skilled.
So, his long hours practicing. At his craft had nothing to do with it. See, because we're just talking about.
He could have just said, "I don't even need to practice anymore. I could just be dark skinned."
Right. Because that's
I'm just gonna go on the field and be dark skinned now.
It's not my long thousands of hours of practice and being very good at what I do, because I practice and put myself in great positions. No, I'm just dark. And I blend in with the football, and that, there it is. Anyway,
going on break. We're going to go on break. This is Exhibit Deeper.
Down to this one, specialist with a hit list, right fist, ball tight, MGM, fight, night tight, height. So when I hit in the stage, put your face off, watch me ride on your Nicholas Cage, free heat in ridiculous ways, never compromise, look into my eyes, tell me what you see, victory, ecstasy, maybe Hennessy, energy wasted, enemies getting laced with that point blank to the face, it. Who you think this is, young black, bust a nigga ass, strictly finished man, self-discipline, Heineken, let the record spin, paparazzi all over again. Like the original C, I'm trying to fuck it up for everybody. The hot toddy get collect call from John Gotti. I kick back like karate, but I saw a burn off and solid black Maserati. Like Carter's been a game, get deeper than that. No game with no pain, get deeper than that. Dying in the fast lane, way deeper than that. I'm great when I'm on the high part of that. Long hair, guns and smoke, but don't be mistaken. I ain't Jamaican. Find another chick in a jerk, a world of hurt. 9 to 5, putting in work. Never rest, put to the test, can put you to death. Nevertheless, only greater than, trust no man. Soon to have the whole wide world inside of my head. So I suggest you act right, my insight like sunlight. Burn your cornea, Big Bad California, to the Waldorf Astoria, NYC. Competition with the someday, roll like me. But all I see is capital H-E-A-T. I'm making motherfuckers run like DMC. Liquid MC, is it a blazing nigga like a fat one? Nine radio, banging shit, going platinum. Keep slapping them with a cold 45 while my old English leave you broken down with a crooked eye. Yeah. Caught up in the game, get deeper than that. Dying in the fast lane, get deeper than that. Your man fucking your day, way deeper than that. Moving on up like George and Weezy, you can't stop it, love it or leave it alone. Exhibit write more pages than a state penitentiary, full of well-known felons that want to come home, never relax, ain't no telling, say it on wax, make it bang, let's see, sell them and dip them in chrome, my nigga want a chip off beast like cellular phone, head to the throne, exhibit bring the land to your dome, like a third world rebellion squad on your boulevard, protect these spots with heat, their kids gotta eat to make it big in Cali, it's a bigger
going through it. How dare you try to check the fluid? Rip this track, chilling on your big plans like Wilshire and Fairfax.
Getting caught up in the game, getting deeper than that. Dying in the fast lane, getting deeper than that. No game with no pain, way deeper than that. Not a place where the motherfucking problems at.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Exhibit. Deeper. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, now, so, of course, we just try to go in early. So this is Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What happened again, Ms. Brown Sugar? I asked you this question, and I know you probably gonna get it wrong, but I'm just putting you on the grill. I'll just say it. Kanye West.
I would have got that right.
It's a black man dissing black women. It's Groundhog Day at this point. It's a 21st century phenomenon that can't stop, won't stop. You know, dude comes out. Says, hey, white women are just better at everything sexually and will do whatever to please their man, where black women will not.
You know, for every stereotype, there is some truth to it.
Is there?
And, I didn't say they were all true. There's some truth to it.
Okay, so what's
and
I do
think that we aren't as free as some of our counterparts of different ethnicities, and I'm not saying just white women. I don't think black women are as free.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, we're not a free people in general anyway, but yeah.
Okay. So you're saying that people of other ethnicities are capable
to be a little freer.
A little freer.
Yeah.
You just
from
gonna leave
my
it there?
Observation.
From my
observation and just conversations that I've had.
Empirical data that you've gathered over the years.
Well, yeah, not a lot, but, you know, enough to, you know, make my own opinion, not necessarily it being, you know, word is gone or anything like that. But, you know. And, you know, and to me, you know, it's funny because I have a friend and they get upset when I make blanket statements, but I always feel like we all know, common sense tells us that it can't be all women or all men, you know, or, you know, all blacks or whites or Asians, because everybody is different and individual. So when people make just a general statement, you should never take it as them speaking for the whole entire race or the whole entire, you know, because
no,
everybody
I'm
is
saying.
Different.
So I'm gonna ask you the question. Do you think Kanye was right?
I think he happened to find a woman who is more free sexually than maybe most of the black women he's been with. Yes.
So do you think that he's right?
For him, I think for him, he is right. For him.
Okay.
I mean, he hasn't slept with all black women, so you know what I mean? He can't say all black women or all white women because he hasn't slept with all of us anyway to know. I
but
think he's with someone who is sexually free.
Yeah, he kind of
said
that.
And he has based his opinion on that. Yeah, and he's based his opinion on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she sucked all soul out of this dude, so.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, my thing is, who is the messenger who's saying it? So that doesn't, you know, give me much, you know, I take that with a grain of salt for sure. But, you know, I think when people make statements like that, they have found whatever it is that they're talking about. And then they talk about it as all, you know, because, you know, these same black men that talk about, I can't remember who the athlete was when he called black women pit bulls, you know, and I want to ask, your mama and your grandmother must be one too then. And all your aunties and your sisters and your cousins.
Why are you talking about my mom? Because if I'm one,
they one too. And you must be part one because that's who came, that's where you came from. So
okay.
I don't know. If we want to fight after that, we can go. But you can't make statements like that.
You ready to fight?
You know, I will tell you, I have told a few men off because they have said things like that. So I said your mammy must be one.
You went.
Oh, why you
mammy.
Gotta talk about my mother? Your mammy.
Your mammy. Because
you're not about to degrade me.
I thought in front
of people or anything else.
I thought only white people had mammies.
Well, you know what a mammy was, though.
Yeah.
Or
the black woman who took care of the white people.
Yeah. So you talking like that, you must have had a mammy.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I'm just saying.
You don't go there. Okay. All right. Okay, Miss Street Justice.
I'm just saying.
Feeling froggy tonight.
You know, at some point, enough is enough. Because just because you have been wronged by one or two black women that you've dealt with, and then you find, you know, Miss Goldilocks here, and she's the end all to be all. You know, my thing is this. I always ask men, how did you treat the woman that you were with before you were with this woman? So how was she treated? Because, you know, black women, we're supposed to accept all the pain. It's not true love unless we have some pain and some hurt first. You know, we got to go through some things. We got to go through the swamp and, you know, fight the alligators and run from the natives or the headhunters or whoever you want to call. You know, in order to be treated fairly or to be loved.
Fight the
so,
game.
You know, I don't, yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I'm tired of that narrative. I'm tired of that narrative.
Okay. I got a narrative.
That if you want to be treated right, you got to be with a white, please.
Okay. I got a narrative for you.
What is your narrative?
Being with white. So, there's a congressional candidate in, you guessed it, Florida, sent a fundraising letter out last week that called for the hanging, yes, I said it, the hanging of Representative Ilhan Omar and, you know, the other few other Democratic congressional members as a fundraiser.
Why are we hanging?
Huh?
Why are they raising funds to hang someone?
No, he's running for Congress, and so he's trying to unseat Charlie Crist down in Florida. And he says we should hang these traitors. All all of, you know, that crew, you know, the black woman crew in Congress, say they should just hang all of them.
Okay.
He names them Rashida, Alexandria, Cortez. Yep. He names them my name in his fundraising letter. So, what we're talking about here is, you know, in the spirit of Groundhog Day, let's just hang them. You know, don't beat their ideas, whatnot. And that's how he raises money. I mean, just think about the symbolism there. Hanging black folks and raising money off the premise that hanging black folks is a good idea that we can talk about publicly.
Mm.
I mean, so for example, and I mean, this is, we talked about street justice and all this other stuff, and how, you know, like racism is. If I come out and I'm running for something and I threaten to kill congressional leaders, I send that out as a fundraiser. Let's hang these crackers. I mean, these traitors. If I did that and talked about, and I named like some white candidates, I would get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to jail, and I would not pass go. I would not collect $200, $400 or whatever your Monopoly game says nowadays.
You would be able to get money put on your books. That's about it.
They probably wouldn't even let me get money on my books. They'd be like, nah, man, nothing is there.
True.
This, you, I mean, they say this in public. I mean, it goes back to, you know, what we was talking about with George Zimmerman. He can kill somebody's kid and then sue them because his life is not going the way he wants it to. Because people think that he's a bad person because he killed somebody.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the bizarre world we live in, where
he kind of is. So
yeah, but
he's just not ready to deal with the reality of it.
Yeah, but that's what we're saying here. It's the bizarre world says that. That good is not rewarded. You whistleblow, we gonna ruin you. But if you're a horrible person, we will hook you up.
You will be taken care of.
Yep. To the highest level. At the highest level.
Mm.
You know, it's amazing. I mean, it's amazing how it comes off. They say stuff that just is beyond inflammatory. I mean, a black dude being a positive, saying positive things, loving as a black person. Black identity extremist. Not that he attacked anybody, but because he looked at himself, hey, we should defend ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is where we're at. We're at that point. What we say is wrong, what they say is right. We need to flip it. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drop production. And we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She
is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth.